Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I just want to remind you to be good to your mom. Mother's Day is coming and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk all about what your mom really wants for Mother's Day. So I'm a mom and I feel entitled to talk about this because I've got 4 kids. I feel like I have 20 kids at work, and I work really, really hard to run a household, to run an office, to run the family, to keep the family spirit going. It really all falls on the mom. And I love that my husband's so interactive. He's a great cook. He's a wonderful father. But it just really boils down to when you're the mom, everyone turns to you with their every problem. And I think Mother's Day is such a good opportunity to treat your mom. And now with coronavirus, you know, I'm talking like a real mom. I'm going to tell my kids, don't go to the store. I don't need anything. I don't want you guys getting sick, so don't buy me anything. I know that's what my mom would tell me, and that's what I'm going to tell my kids. So shop now, get something online. Do think about things you can do for your mom. Remember, moms need quiet time, introspective time, and just a moment to breathe. That's like the number one thing I would ask for. If I could ask for anything, I would love to have an unsupervised day at my house where I'm just like a spectator who nobody can bother, and I can sit and enjoy the family environment, or I can go sit in the backyard and enjoy the sun, and nobody's going to ask me a single question or expect me to do a single thing. That's kind of like my ideal day. But the reality is when you're a mom and you go into the kitchen and there's a little mess on the table and a little junk in the kitchen sink and you predict that things are just going to pile up more and more and more. If you're like me, you're someone who takes care of each little mess as they see it and makes sure that there's not too much chaos at the end of the day. So do your moms a favor, people. Pick up after yourselves. Don't use the sink as a docking station. Go right to the dishwasher and make sure you clean up your room. Make your bed. It makes your mom happy when they walk in the room and the bed is made. It means you've been raised right. Put your laundry away and just lift your little finger. Make your mom a meal, perhaps. Breakfast in bed is amazing. That's one of my most favorite things that I never get to do, with an amazing cup of coffee and something delicious to eat. Love that idea. Pamper your mom with an at-home manicure, pedicure, or a really good back rub. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I would love for my kids to do that for me. I would love even more if they'll clean the house and do that for me. And then if you're shopping online, remember, your mom does not need candles, potpourri, bath salts, perfumes. No more candles, please. I love them. I love them, but I have lots of them. And I don't need any more glass, pottery, breakable, ceramic, beautiful things either. I just feel like being home these last few weeks, I've realized that I have enough stuff. I actually don't need to go shopping for anything, but I want to take better care of myself. I really realize the importance of health. I really realize the frailty of life and the importance of doing things that I want to do to make myself feel better about myself. So I've enjoyed that one of my daughters has made me do a little online exercise yoga sit-up push-up routine with her. And that's a great commitment that we've made together. And that little time investment and the teamwork, it's fun. So I love that idea. I love the idea of taking better care of my skin because I rush. A lot of times I rush. A lot of times I skip steps and I forget, get lazy, don't do my eye cream. So I made a real commitment to good skincare. So sign up for some good skincare. And I made you guys some amazing packages on my website, of course, beautybydrk.com. And remember, instead of candles, we'd rather have some baby Botox. Much rather have that. Instead of a new outfit, would much rather have 4 months of confidence, of looking refreshed with our eyes more lifted and open and pretty. And if you're coming back from coronavirus into this work environment and you need to get your oomph back and you just need to get your groove back on, it's really important to not feel frumpy, doughy, and like your face is melting. So cheek filler is my number one suggestion for every woman. If you're not sure what kind of filler your mom would like, believe me, I will tell her when she comes, she would like some baby Botox and some cheek filler because I can virtually make any face look refreshed with that. I also love jawline filler if you're going to go all out. It's an excellent way to tighten the lower face, the jawline, and give that contour and definition. All of us in our 40s start to get a little lower face jowling, and no woman loves it. So if you really want to give your mom a great gift, I would recommend a liquid lift with a little bit of baby Botox, some cheek filler, and some jawline filler for every woman, not just for moms, for dads too, Father's Day. There you go. I think these are some great suggestions. Skincare, taking great care of yourself, maybe Latisse for lashes so they don't have to always get lash extensions, a massage, cleaning up the house, doing your part, letting mom have some time to breathe and remember the person that she is, not just the new identity and role that she assumed when you were born. Because one of the most important things for moms is to remember who you are, the girl you were, the person you were when you were 15 and you didn't have all these life responsibilities and the dreams, the desires, the passions that you have and the things you wanted to do with your life. It needs to come back to you at some point when you're a mom. A lot of the initial focus is so pushed towards the kids, and there's this whole period of time where you have to survive and get your kids to thrive, and then finally you get a little breathing room to think about yourself again, and don't lose your identity. I really want to encourage my mom listeners to give yourself the gift of remembering who you are and your personal identity and what were some of your goals, and trying to do some of those things, because life is short and precious and we only have this small window to become our best selves and who we wanted to be and who we envision ourselves as our internal avatar. So take a minute this Mother's Day coming up. Think about the woman you want to be and the woman you were, and that inner girl. She needs to come back and be present and live this current life. Love you guys all so much. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, who I am so blessed to have. She is my inspiration. She's raised four kids who all turned out to be amazing doctors, and she's a doctor herself, and I can't thank her enough for all of the blessings she's given me, from my intelligence to my creativity to my drive, my ambition. She's just my everything. So thank you, Mom. Make sure you thank your moms and take some time to spend on yourself. Love you guys so much. Happy Mother's Day. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram, doing amazing things for beautiful faces all the time, at Beauty by Dr. K. Skincare packages, Mother's Day packages, everything's at www.beautybydrkay.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Mom, love you. Bye.